Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
You can't help her now.
You don't ask a lot of personal questions. And you're very hard to get to know.
Yes.
With your reputation, Seattle Grace will become one of the foremost neonatal hospitals west of Manhattan.
We've got a third trimester burn victim here, Dr. Bailey. I'm going to need some help.
You show a real gift with my specialty. I'm going to be staying in town for a while.
Goodbye, Derek.
Bye, Meredith.
Do you want to buy me a drink? When you were a kid, it was Halloween candy. You hid it from your parents and ate it until you got sick. In college, it was the heady combo of youth, tequila, and, well, you know. As a surgeon, you take as much of the good as you can get. Because it doesn't come around nearly as often as it should. Because good things aren't always what they seem.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Too much of anything, even love, is not always a good thing.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
There's a boy in my bed.
What's his name?
Steve.
Where'd you find him?
Joe's.
That's where I am.
Where?
Burke's apartment. He went to the hospital. He left me here alone.
You're going through his stuff, aren't you?
Oh, there's no stuff to go through. It's a freak show. I mean, you can do surgery in here. Oh. He arranged his books using the Dewey Decimal System. Mayor, I'm scared.
Get out. Get out of the house now.
Who are you talking to?
I gotta go. I have to go take a shower. And when I get back, you won't be here. So, goodbye, Steve.
Another sleepless night in Seattle.
Who was it this time? Harry Back Guy?
You know who I miss? Inappropriate facial hair guy. You know, he did his own dishes.
Tattooed ass guy? Made coffee.
Yeah, he was a keeper. What? What, Meredith? I'm over.
Okay.
I am.
Yeah, I can see that.
But is she trying to set some kind of record?
At least she has a goal. Oh.
Oh, he's new.
And I shall name him Running Guy.
You know who I heard Alex come home with last night? You.
I don't want to talk about it. Actually, I really do want to talk about it. But he doesn't want to talk about it because there were technical difficulties.
What?
You know, he didn't...
No.
Stop it. You can't say anything. George, stop it.
I'm going to at least think about making fun of him next time I see him.
He said it never happened before.
Oh, that's what we all say. And I mean they. That's what they all say.
I don't know. Maybe this relationship just isn't meant to be. I mean, I just need some sex, George. You know, I need sex now. You know what I mean?
No matter how hard you beg, I am not doing you.
Nice to have you on board.
Thank you, Patricia.
Your own service, state-of-the-art NICU, and a salary that'll make you one of the highest paid surgeons in the Northwest. You better be worth it.
Quintuplets, Richard.
That's a go.
The mother-to-be checked in this morning?
Nothing I like more than a high-profile case.
Well, don't go calling the press in yet. It's an extremely high-risk pregnancy. At least three of the babies are surgical. In fact, I'm going to need to pull people from all departments.
You're my star. Whatever you need.
Is there meal service on this flight?
Robert Martin, 45, collapsed and hit his head, causing a small subdural hemorrhage. He also presents with uncontrolled eye movement and delirium. His alcohol and tox screens were negative, but his sodium levels are 112.
A little too low for my taste.
Hey!
Mr. Martin, how you doing in there?
I'm still waiting on that drink. Are you the stewardess?
We're called flight attendants now.
Hey!
Oh, there it is right there. That's pituitary. It's a raphe cleft cyst right there.
So he's hyponatremic.
Yeah.
Excessive thirst is a common side effect. The water's what's been screwing up the sodium level.
It's causing his delirium. So how do you treat hyponatremia?
3% hypertonic saline solution, IV, 300 cc's over 3 hours.
Great. Get him back to his room. Call me when he stabilizes. Nicely done, Dr. Corrupt.
Hey! When does the movie start?
Sorry, this is Dr. Stevens. She'll be working with us on this case.
Oh, more the merrier.
Apparently. How far along are you?
32 weeks.
And how long is the normal gestation period?
40 weeks.
Yes.
But with twins, 36 weeks is considered full term. So with quints, 34 weeks is considered extremely successful.
Just give him some acetaminophen. It's in the medicine cabinet.
I plan on going 36 weeks. No one's leaving this uterus until I say so.
Power positive thinking, huh?
Well, that, bed rest, and all the medical care you can give me.
Well, we're with the doctors now. So I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
Adam's got a fever, which means soon they'll all have a fever. I don't think my mom's going to make it through.
We have 4-year-old boys at home, Adam, Oliver, and Graham.
Triplets? You already have triplets. Oh, I guess when you take those fertility pills, you should read the fine print.
Dr. Stevens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant
it. It's okay. I'm used to it. I just really wanted a girl.
Yeah, we just didn't bank on 5 girls.
But think of all the clothes and all that pink cuteness.
Well, honey, that's your happy place, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Try not to say everything that pops into your brain. Oh, they always look so sad when I kick them out. Seriously. Why do guys not understand that when you pick them up in a bar and take them home for sex, that there are no picket fences or kids in your future? Burkeed you?
Got freaking keyed before coffee.
Oh, what is wrong with that?
They're like these 1950s debutantes. Someone dance and there's a shotgun to your head.
Meredith? You work here?
Oh, what are you doing here, Steve?
I'm having a little problem.
Steve?
Actually, I'm having a big problem.
What?
Steve, hi, Christina.
Ever since you and I, it won't go away.
Christina!
What? It's right there looking at me. There's so many things I can say right now.
Like it's serious.
I realize this is completely insane.
Well, we have to stash him somewhere until we figure out what's wrong with him. I can't have the whole hospital finding out.
I'm not going down for this. It's not my fault you broke this guy's penis.
Broke his what? Hey, don't make me chase you down. I'm growing a person here.
I gotta check on some labs. How's it look?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad is pretty good when you have 5 babies in your uterus.
It's Kate. She kicks me so hard. It's like a belly burn every time.
You've named them already?
I know you think I'm crazy. Or maybe just a little bit stupid.
Mrs. Russell, I'm sorry if I've done something to offend you.
The only thing that will offend me is if you pretend that you haven't been judging me since the minute we met. We're going to be spending a lot of time together, so we may as well be honest, right?
If you had reduced the fetuses even by two, the other three could have been carried longer, been more developed, and born healthier.
And you're about the 16th doctor who's told me that. This one up here, this is Charlotte. She's the stubborn one. Lodged under my ribcage, won't budge. Over here, Lucy, she's a badass. She gets kicked, she kicks back. Emily, she has the hiccups almost every day. And over here is Julie. She's pretty mellow. Every once in a while, she just turns over. Which brings us back to Kate.
Who gives you belly burn?
Every time she kicks.
We were just bringing him up here because he's got this problem, you see, and he's a friend.
What did your friend take?
Take?
Which erectile dysfunction drug?
You took...
Absolutely not, I swear. It was all natural between us.
Shut up.
Your condition is called priapism, usually brought on by the overuse of EDs.
I didn't take anything.
But we'll have to take your word for it, because there's no test to see if you're lying. We'll have to look for other causes. There'll be lots of labs, lots of procedures, painful procedures. Procedures which might make you wish you never had a penis. You sure you don't want to change your story?
I swear, I'm clean.
All right, Gray, start his work up. Get some blood, get him some meperidine for his pain. As of now, your friend is admitted.
Dory Russell, she's giving birth to Quince.
Yes, Richard said we're on standby, which is no problem, really, because it's not like I have a neurosurgery department to run or anything.
Oh.
Yes, apparently our departments are at her disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have time to talk to the mom now? I want her to meet all the surgeons on her team.
Yes, no problem.
I'll come by after I get out of the OR.
Thank you, Dr. Burke.
Sure.
Dr. Clark. I didn't hear you leave the hotel room this morning. I missed you at breakfast.
I had early surgery.
You sure that's all? Nothing's wrong?
No, it's like I said, I just had an early surgery.
Ugh, I feel like a beached whale.
Dory, this is Dr. Shepherd. He's our head of neurosurgery.
Oh, another Dr. Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He's my husband, actually. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at you two. Everybody must hate you.
Oh, you have no idea.
Anyway, Dory, Dr. Shepherd wants to talk to you about baby C.
Lucy.
Yes, Lucy has a condition called hydrocephalus. It is a buildup of cerebral spinal fluid on the brain.
Okay, and that means...
Excess fluid builds up, and it puts pressure on the baby's brain, which could result in brain damage. Here's the good news. We caught it early enough. We can take care of it very quickly.
How?
I'm going to install a shunt to drain the fluid. Barring any complications, you're looking at a full recovery.
No brain damage?
No brain damage.
Okay, really. Couldn't you have led with that?
Good point. What the hell is this?
It's a key.
Why?
Why is it a key? Are we feeling existential this morning?
Well, if a key turns in a lock and no one asked for the key or even wanted the key, does it make a sound?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to take this opportunity to be someplace else.
Dr. McGuire to admit it.
Steve's labs came back clean.
So?
So, someone needs to induce vasoconstriction.
Oh, nice try with the fancy word. He needs an enema, and the answer is no.
I can't do it.
Oh, come on. You let a guy you pick up in a bar see you naked, and you can't give him an enema?
Totally uncalled for.
Well, I am keyed up and cranky.
I would do it for you.
Oh, really? You'd give Burke an enema?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. No, but that's not the point.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's how it goes. I do this for you, and you do every enema I'm assigned to for an entire month.
Deal.
Wow, you really don't want to do this.
We heard from the seller's agent.
Been calling all morning.
Oh, Mr. Martin. It's good to see you back on solid ground. I'm Dr. Shepherd.
My assistant Doyle says I passed out and hit my head. This guy says it's some kind of cyst. I want you to say when I can get out of here.
Araki's cleft cyst.
Whatever.
It's a congenital tumor on your pituitary.
That's treatable, right?
You're going to need surgery. See, I'm going to use an endonasal approach.
Endonasal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to pull it out through my nose? Look him up. Check his credentials.
It's a minimally invasive procedure, so there won't be any scarring.
Good. So, when?
Once we fully stabilize your sodium levels.
That means no more water.
I'm thirsty.
You know, it's a side effect of the tumor. We'll keep you hydrated intravenously.
Right. Okay.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I'm just following the doctor's orders.
I cannot believe this is happening.
Trapping me.
I mean, you meet someone in a bar, you have a few drinks, a few laughs, you make out in the car.
Move to your side. Other side. Bring your knees up to your chest.
You have a good time. Spend the night, wake up the next morning, and... Okay!
So you're still not talking to me?
You gave me syphilis. And I am talking to you, I just don't have anything to say. How's George?
Well, he's a fetus. He's all whiny and afraid of the light. So you didn't tell him you were doing me. Big deal. Minimal disclosure. It's my policy.
Hey, I'm looking for you.
Hey.
I'm on the Quinn's case.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, they're going to need multiple surgeries once they're delivered. I put you on the pager list, so you're in too.
Yeah, I kind of got my own cases to worry about, so...
Okay, Alex. Was it me? Because we seem to be actually having a normal time. A good time.
Yeah, we were having a good time.
Well, then was it me? Was it something I did, or...
It wasn't you. It was just... Tired, you know.
Well, do you feel like doing it tonight?
I'm on call, so...
Okay, well... Do you feel like doing it now?
What, right now?
People have sex in this hospital all the time.
You hear about Quince?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I gotta get in on that.
Yeah, well, that's Addison, so I'm guessing I don't stand a chance.
So how do you break a guy's penis?
You know about Steve. Why does every guy I meet come with his own unique set of nightmarish humiliations?
Maybe it's a matter of volume?
Volume? What's that supposed to mean?
Just... No, there's quality and then there's quantity.
So you think I'm sleeping with too many guys? You think I'm some kind of slut?
I think you're taking some risks. I think you find yourself in a hole in some guy's basement being ordered to put the lotion on the skin or else you'll get the hose again.
Oh, come on.
Excuse me, I'm talking. So you're not over Derek. You want to be, but you're not. So you try to find some replacement, some temporary way to feel better, but it's not working and it's not going to work because the future of meaningless one-night stands and problematic penises is not what you want. You want better, and you deserve better. And not every guy's a nightmare.
If it's me, just tell me it's me.
It's not you.
Well, then is it a medical thing or a problem? Because guys have problems sometimes.
I don't have a problem. Get back down here. We're gonna do this until we do it.
Okay. 911. I'm sorry. Where have you been? The nurse was here.
I've loaded her up with magnesium to start monitoring her for toxicity.
Oh, too soon.
I can't come yet.
Mom says Graham started puking.
What is it? What's going on?
Where's having contractions?
The baby's vital signs are stable, but your placenta's laying low. We're going to have to keep a close eye on that. We want to keep them in there as long as possible.
How are you keeping them in there if she's already having contractions?
It's all right, hon. They can stop them. You're going to Trendelenburg me, right?
Yes, I am. You've done your reading, Dory.
They did it with the triplets. Gravity, remember, Tom? It worked fine then, and it'll be fine now.
Hang in there, Tom. There's no time for second thoughts now.
Tom, we didn't think that we would survive the first week with the boys, and we did. And we'll be the same with the girls. We're ready.
Well, that's all we can do for now. Dr. Stevens, are you on call tonight?
No.
You are now.
Enema didn't work.
Oh. Oh, it's an excellent enema.
So, what's the next step?
A needle aspiration.
A needle. My penis?
We have to drain the blood.
No way! No! Forget it!
Then you're looking at impotence, penile infarction, or gangrene, so if you want it to fall off...
No, I really don't want that.
Then let's get to it. What goes up must come down.
I feel nauseous.
Just lie back, close your eyes, and try to relax.
If I could relax, I wouldn't be here.
Dr. Fell.
How is he?
Surgery's scheduled for tomorrow.
Is there anything I can do?
Don't let him drink any water, even if he begs. Is there any family we should contact?
No.
Friends?
He doesn't really get along well with most people. Not big on the social skills.
Sad guy.
Well, he has me. 3 years as his assistant. I guess I'm his friend.
Doyle!
I just gave him back the key.
He'll be hurt.
Well, if I don't use it?
Well, and if you had no intention of using it, you shouldn't have taken it in the first place.
Oh, come on. Fishing a key out of a coffee cup isn't like some binding legal contract.
Your boyfriend gave you a key to his place?
Why is he talking?
I'm just saying, the guy put himself out there. He's taking the next step. You can't not use it.
Do you think you might not be in the best position right now to be handing out relationship advice?
Hey, he offered the key. You took the key. Just because I... Look at that.
Congratulations. You're flaccid.
Never thought I'd be so happy to hear that.
Dr. Jones, radiology. Hey, Dory. Tom, this is Dr. Burke. He's the head of cardiothoracic surgery. And Dr. O'Malley, who will be assisting him. Dr. Burke wanted to talk to you about Emily's heart surgery.
Emily needs heart surgery?
Yes. Your daughter has a condition called hypoplastic left heart syndrome. The surgery will be extensive, and the odds are that...
You don't believe in odds.
Good. Neither do I. But it is important that you both understand medically what's going on with your girls.
After she's born, there won't be much time to ask questions, so...
Okay. I'm listening.
What's wrong with Emily's heart?
The chambers on the left side are underdeveloped. In addition, the mitral valve, which connects these two chambers, is abnormally narrow.
Just a key?
Just a key.
Good.
Good. Good.
Or you can start thinking about moving in with me.
Water, I'm drying up.
Yeah, well, that's the tumor talking. The IV's keeping you hydrated. Yeah. So why'd you fire Doyle? He seemed like a good guy.
I could could see it in his eyes. He didn't respect me anymore.
You thought he was your friend.
Friend? Doyle?
Oh, right. You don't have any friends.
If I did, I wouldn't let them see me like this. The illness is a sign of weakness. Once they see it, they never look at you the same way again. I mean, you're a hotshot doctor. I'm sure you don't let all the other hotshot doctors around here know anything about your problems.
Well, I'm a hotshot doctor. I don't have any problems.
You probably don't have any friends either.
Lucia.
Don't tell me.
The flag is flying once again.
Hey, nothing I did.
Well, we've tried everything, so it must be neural.
Neural?
She already called for a consult.
A consult? You called Neuro for a consult?
Hey, it's not my fault you broke the boy's penis.
Hello, everybody. What's up?
So when did this problem begin?
Well, I had an erection last night and woke up with one this morning.
Dr. Shepard, if you don't need me, the other Dr. Shepard needs a consult on one of the Quints.
Yeah, no, we're fine. So, when did you last ejaculate?
I'm not sure. Meredith?
Oh, I want to go with Dr. Bailey.
Meredith, what time did we,
Yes, Meredith. What time did you two...
Here it is.
Right there, the infalloseal. Yeah, look at that.
That's the scariest word yet. Oh, all it means is some of the baby's internal organs are growing in a sac outside its body.
Christina.
All it means? Her organs are growing outside of her body, that's all it means?
It's gonna be okay.
I'll remove the sac membrane containing the organs, make a small incision in the baby's abdomen, and put them back inside.
No. Julie. She's the quiet one. What makes you think we can live together? You don't know anything about me.
I know that you prefer an L11 blade for your INDs. I know you prefer to say pickups instead of forceps. I know you like your coffee from the cart by the front entrance better than the coffee in the cafeteria. I know you.
Those are little things, just details.
I know you. You don't want to move, but I can't always be the one that takes the step. Any more steps and I'm walking away.
Mr. Martin, please. Mr. Martin, please, you heard what the doctor said.
I don't need any doctors, I don't need anyone.
Open the door, Martin.
I am an island. Beautiful island surrounded by water.
What do you
want to
do?
Shepard gave me one job to do. Just keep this dude from drinking water.
Do you want me to page him?
No, I can handle this. Just go get some restraints and turn the water off to the floor. Martin, open the door!
Your CT shows a tumor on your lower spine, which is pressing against your cavernous nerve, which is causing the erection.
A tumor. Right. A tumor. So, I should be scared. Right? This is the time for scared.
It's going to be fine. Dr. Shepard is going to schedule a surgery.
Yes, I'll remove the tumor and everything should return to normal.
Normal?
Well, I have a urologist on his way up to talk to you, but yes. Normal.
Can you call my mom? Her number's in my wallet. Tell her to come, but don't tell her about the tumor. I don't want to freak her out when she has to get on a plane.
Sure. Okay.
How long have you two been seeing each other?
We're not seeing each other.
We met last night at Joe's.
Joe's bar. Mm-hmm. I met a girl there once myself. Very long time ago.
The water's off. We'll just have to wait until he sobers up.
Sodium levels have dropped too low.
Hypertonic solution. 500 cc per hour for the next 4 hours of steel.
Do you think you're such a hot shot, doctor? You're not. You're nothing. I'm gonna fire you, too.
Go ahead. Fire me.
I use the key.
That's a step.
So you really want to know me?
There's nothing you can reveal about yourself that I would want to know.
This is where I live. My mother decorated it. I don't do laundry. I buy new underwear. See, and under the table, 6 months of magazines I know I'll never read, but I won't throw out. I don't wash dishes, vacuum, or put the toilet paper on the holder. I hired a maid once. She ran away crying. The only things in my fridge are water, vodka, and diet soda, and I don't care. But you do. Still think living together is a good idea?
I've stolen all that I could round. I don't know how I will get by.
Hey, Addison wants me to put you guys on notice. When the Quints are born, we're going to need everyone available. There's going to be 5 babies, at least 3 surgeries. We're going to need all the hands we can get. Okay.
Fine.
So I'll just page you guys when we need you? Okay.
Fine.
Okay, then.
I was studying. What's your excuse?
I was staring at the ceiling in abject horror. My one-night stand is a neurosurgical case.
I heard you broke his penis. Yes.
So I'm having a lot of sex. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that at all?
It only gets problematic when you start to care. When you let your emotions get in the way. You know?
Yeah. Right. What is it? Why'd you page me?
He was acting all jittery and started slurring his words.
Martin, can you hear me?
2 of Ativan.
He started seizing. How much sodium did you give him?
500 cc over 4 hours.
Actually, doctor, he ordered 500 cc per hour over 4 hours.
It's too fast. His brain is swelling.
Why didn't you do a follow-up?
I gave you one thing to do.
It's gonna be okay, right?
He'd be permanently impaired. I can't operate on him like this.
I wasn't trying to get you in trouble, but Dr. Shepherd needed to know.
It doesn't mean you're not a good doctor.
Well, lately I'm crap.
Yeah, well, things have been kind of crappy for me too lately.
Also my fault.
We both made mistakes.
Let me ask you something. When we were together, it was good, right?
I mean, yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was pretty great.
It was, wasn't it? It's like easy, simple.
You better have a condom this time.
Oh, there it is. It's on the S1 vertebra.
So removing it should fix the problem?
Doesn't look like there's any nerve damage. Shouldn't be any long-term effect. I'd wait a few weeks before I tested it out, though.
Funny. You're a funny man.
No, I'm dating. I just didn't know you two were dating.
Well, you knew what would happen eventually.
Eventually feels a lot different than actually.
Yeah. I guess it does.
Well, it's surprisingly painful.
It gets better.
Does it?
I don't know, but I'm determined to be optimistic.
So you officially signed your contract. Congratulations.
Time to move forward.
Yeah, it is.
We're okay, right?
Yeah, we're okay.
Story. What's going on? There's fetal distress.
My contractions are really hurting. I think my water broke.
The placenta's tearing. Okay, Dory, we can't wait any longer. The babies have to come out now.
It's okay. We're going to take really good care of you. Just keep breathing.
Dory, the OR's prepped and ready to go. Where's Tom?
He's at home with the boys.
No, tell Tom he's on his way. Izzy, go ahead and page everyone on Dory's team. The list is posted at the nurse's station. Dory, you're fine. You're gonna be fine.
Nothing about this is fine. It's too early. They're too hurt.
Dory, you've carried your girls this far. Now it's your turn. You have to trust us to bring them into the world.
Tom's on his way.
Tom's on his way.
Hey.
Hey.
Guess I'll just have to tell you I'm happy to see you.
So Dr. Shepherd removed the tumor without any complications.
So I just want to thank you for being there for me. I mean, normally, you don't expect your one-night stand to stick by you through a tumor. Maybe when I get out of here, we could...
I don't think so.
Sure about that?
Yeah. You know, when I saw you at Joe's, I was just looking for a replacement. Looking for something to make me feel better. You deserve better than that.
Dr. Bailey, Dr. Burr to OR1. Dr. Bailey, Dr. Burr to OR1.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Everyone answered their page except Dr. Karev.
Where is he? We need everyone.
I don't know. He was on call last night. He might be asleep.
Go find him.
time for the quince. We need you.
Beautiful dawn. Lights up the shore for me. There is nothing else in the world. I'd rather wake up and see.
How do you know how much is too much? Too much too soon? Too much information? Too much fun. Too much love. Too much to ask. And when is it all just too much to bear?